7:30 on Saturday morning in Ireland. In fact, in the locality of Glenmire, it's the same time as everywhere else because there's only one time zone in Ireland. And this entire audio boo, which will be long, will be about SubCon, a gathering of people in Portland, Oregon. And it's a bit of an experiment because, you see, I haven't been able to go to SubCon in Portland. And in addition to it, I haven't been able to stay here in Ireland at home collecting all the news from SubCon via live feed. And the only thing I'm reduced to is Twitter. So I'm sitting here with a cup of tea and I'm going to... Twitter has allowed me to go back 14 hours and that's all. So I can't go back to the beginning of SubCon. Picking it up from here, I'm going to read all of the tweets in the last 14 hours to myself, and I'm going to say, pick up ones that are of interest to me. And in, why am I doing this? Because I'm a bit crazy, I suppose, about SubCon. It at a personal level, Jane Boyd told me about it, and I'd have to say that has changed my life, her telling me about it. Secondly, I've always been interested in communities and I've followed SubCon almost with anthropological interest in how do online communities work, and I'll take a single case study and experience it, and then I'll have something, I learn something for myself which I can pass on to other people. And thirdly, at an intellectual level, these people at SubCon have got ideas and experience to report and share, and they do that. And I need ideas and experience that other people have so that I can put them through my own little idiosyncratic discernment process and come out the other end with something that you might, in a moment of exuberance, call wisdom or usable knowledge, in other words. So here we go. The first, and I promise you this will be long, so you have a chance to get off at any point. But the first tweet that comes to my attention is one by Jeffrey Bunch. And Jeffrey is saying that we're off. It's live streamed. And that's a point about it. Some of this event has been live streamed and I value that. MJ underscore Lawrence quotes, trust high, fear low. Now that's actually quite a good mantra to have. I can do something with that. It suits me to be a high trust person. And fear low. Yeah, I like that. Rick Dragon is in there with telling us that we, well, he didn't put it this way exactly, but find the people who won't let you fail. Listros picked that up, made it a key point. And then they got retweeted by Beth McShane. And that's the point about it. You pick up something, something of interest, pass it on to somebody else. And then we have Joyce M. Sullivan, who isn't at SubCon. So like me, she isn't at SubCon. So she puts up a tweet introducing her own experience of SubCon by saying, hello to all my friends at SubCon. In Portland, Oregon, I'll be following the tag. And she mentions about four people, Liz Strauss, Rick Dragon, RHO Groupie, SubCon, and Barry Moitz, M-Y-T-Z. And that's the thing, you know, saying hello, just being friendly, mentioning a few people in the community. That's how it works, really. It's quite interesting. There's lots of... And then my great friend Jane Boyd chips in to tell Carol J.S. Roth, R-O-T-H, that she's missing her, because Carol J.S. Roth was at SubCon in Chicago when it was held back May, and Jane met her there. And I think Carol's been around in SubCon for a while. She's a bit of a star, I know, but it's lovely to be told, isn't it, that somebody's missing you. Yeah, so I'm not going to go through these things one by one, but I'm actually going to pick up on a few. Ah, here we have one from Melissa Leon. Now, the thing about Melissa Leon is that she's married to AJ Leon, and she's one of Misfits Inc. And she's put up a tiny little tweet, if you like, where she tells Jane Boyd that she's great to be in the same room. She also mentioned AJ, and she uses the hashtag. So here we have somebody celebrating the fact that they're in the same room as other people, but across the other side of the world, you know, in Ireland, I'm picking this up, and it's giving me, you know, all sorts of imaginations. You know, I'm saying to myself, are they at the same table? Probably not. Far end of the room, who's where and all that. So it's really story-making stuff, you know. Okay, here's a quote from Simon Sinek, S-I-N-E-K. No, I'm actually mad about Simon Sinek. The courage of leadership gives others the chance to succeed, though you bear the responsibility to get things done. I like that. Thank you, D_Scott, whoever you are. Actually, that's an unfair way of putting it, but I do like it when somebody quotes a good bit out of a book. Okay, then I see there was a panel discussion, and the panel discussion seems to have been about the theme, what problem is your business solving? Reminds me of my own business planning. Then another one is, how do you find the intersection of what you really love and what the market wants? Now, there is something valuable, I have to say. The intersection. You might also want to say where these two things collide. You know, something you really love and something the market wants. The original idea may not be big enough. Did I really think about the big underlying purpose for the business? The big underlying purpose of the business. That is such an important idea. Okay, let's just see what else is I'm going to find along here. I've got to move a bit more quickly, otherwise I won't find enough things. All right, Subcon, think bigger. It's never been about the idea of being big enough. Interesting. Think even bigger than your ideas. I like this, actually, because that hints to me that it isn't about having big ideas, but, and maybe I'm putting words in people's mouths, it's about having big values. It's not about having big ideas. It's about having values that are big enough to actually give you something to sustain you, but also, just as important from a business point of view, give you something that will attract other people to you. I'm drinking tea at the same time. I'm thinking of the catch cry, values attract. Okay, let me just see what else I'll pick out here. It's hard to read the label when you're stuck inside the bottle. A number of other people like that ones too. Big ideas are great, but you need focus. See, the early time in Subcon is going to be all about getting you oriented about your focus, I suspect. Oh, yeah. When it comes to express your product to the market and understand quickly that communication falls short. Don't really know what that means. I love this. I just love this. Whoever wrote this first. Your customer is always going to be asking you, what's in it for me? That's the whiffim. What's in it for me? Oh, that reminds me of loads and loads of work I did in management development using the whiffim. Okay, right. You can solve the right problem in the right way, but you can fail if you don't communicate your solution, your solution's value. If you don't communicate your solution's value, well said, Jeffrey Bunch. Okay, what else am I going to get? Oh, Jane Boyd laying it on the line. Ideas are cheap, it's execution that matters. Ideas are cheap, it's execution that matters. A number of people like that one there. Okay, what else have I got in here? Look for partners, write, blog, talk, don't be afraid to share. That's another one that was up there. Yeah, well, I don't suppose I have any problem with that. I do a lot of sharing, I think. Maybe too much for some. If you can't answer the question, what's in it for me? Question which your customer has, then you need to reflect and adjust your plans. Yeah, what's in it for the customer? I'm also actually interested in what's in it for me. In other words, what's the entrepreneur's answer to what's in it for me? Okay, then I have got, the first person from Ireland to pop up in the Subcon tweet stream is Sian Phillips, _SIANS. And she has retweeted, what has she done? She's retweeted her own interview. Very good. She's retweeted somebody else who's retweeted her own interview with Terry Star, the Starbucker on Twitter. That's great. Anyway, it's great to have somebody else from Ireland interested in Subcon and active. Okay, what am I going to do? Let me just fast forward here a little bit. Passion stroke hobby doesn't necessarily mean job. Interesting. Okay, Carmic, K-A-R-M-I-C, marketing. Chip in. This feed is great. They're obviously watching it live. Okay, I wonder. That idea that ideas are cheap, it's execution that counts. That obviously touched a chord of the movement because lots of people I now see are retweeting it. Interesting. Okay, moving on now, important. It says it's really important for startups to solve real customer problems, not create a problem looking for a market. Yep, now lots of people might have a solution. It's a bit like having a six iron and you look for a place on the golf course where you can use that club, but you don't use any other club than the six iron. Okay, so the big things are going up on Listly. Oh yeah, so there, some Nick Kellett and Jane Boyd are talking about putting up on Listly a list of all the key things that are coming out of Subcon. Well, that'll be a place where I might be able to add a few things to. That'll be a handy list. This little audioboo has a bit of pressure taken off it, because if somebody else is going to put up a whole load of things on a Listly list, I don't have to try to even emulate them. Let me go on a bit. They were having panel discussions over there. And here we have data. Bring in customers to discuss. Oh, this is the idea. Bringing in customers to discuss the thing. Involve customers in your business. Okay, that's a whole team. I remember Tom Peters leading me in that direction a long time ago. Okay. Chrissy Young. Chris_EH_Young. What does Chris have to say? It's one thing to solve a market's problem. It's a whole different game to have them pay for the solution. Oh, it sounds like there's a good business brain behind that Chrissy Young quote. Okay, lots of people are saying nice things about Subcon. Still so far the idea that ideas are cheap, execution is everything. That seems to be the big one in the first few hours. Okay, here's another one. Three magic words. I've got data. This is somebody called SoMe Awards. I think that might have to do with you really badly need data. You actually have to find out what does your customer experience, what does your customer think and feel and imagine. People often talk about thinking and feeling. Recently the theme of what do people imagine, you know, when they're at the touch point of dealing with your business. Feelings, yes. Imagination may be even more important in my mind. Perhaps I'm wrong even about that. Okay, then we move on to Terry, that's Starbucker, is going to introduce the first mastermind of the day 13 hours ago. So that's a part of the process of Subcon. You get a mastermind session. We've had a group session. I think mastermind might be when you sit around at a table with people and other people work on your business. I'm not sure if I've got that right. Match your mindset with your heart set. Oh, this is typical Liz Strauss. Match your mind with your heart. And Barry Moltz has quoted her. I can't wait to meet Liz Strauss. She's such a grounded person. Grounded, yeah. Okay, Ali Davis. Ah, Ali Davis has chipped in. Now, she's from Ireland, but she's on her way, and she may already be in Canada. So, Ali underscore Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S, chipped in a bit of conversation with Jane Boyd. Okay, mindset, right. Panel, wonderful. People loving the panel stuff. People loving the live stream. Oh, I better keep going. This is going to be a long trip out with Subcon, really. Let me just slip through here and see if I pick up anything. People are telling other people that they wish they were there. Oh, now we have here, God. Okay, somebody will be introducing Rosemary O'Neill. Now, Rosemary O'Neill is from the RHO groupie, I think, but I might be wrong. But whoever Rosemary O'Neill is, and I don't know. Ah, now, somebody has put up an awesome summary, I quote, of Subcon tweets and blog posts. So here's the conference going along, and as it's all the time producing all this content, people there are saying what they find valuable. That is invaluable to find out, not just what's said, but what do people find valuable. Gives you an idea of the zeitgeist, actually. So the zeitgeist of the conference can be picked up by somebody summarizing the tweets and blog posts. I must favorite that one, so that I can come back to it. Yeah, I'm going to favorite that one. Okay, where are we going to here? Jane Boyd mentions Lego Man. That's a long story, too long to tell you about. But I'm glad to mention it. Glad to see Lego Man is there. I like Lego Man. It's actually what you bring with you when you go to an event and you think about the rest of your life, especially your kids, and you send them a symbol or something to remind, to tell them, show them, that you really actually are thinking about them. Okay, where am I going with all this? I'm going along here, and I'm trying. My goodness, they're talking 50 Shades. Now, this is interesting. Chris E. Young has put up a tweet saying, we're discussing 50 Shades. And the Heathman Hotel here in Portland. My goodness, 50 Shades. This could take off, you know. There could be other people picking up on that, because 50 Shades is already kind of so well known. I see something got retweeted about 50 Shades, and I've got Rick Dragon retweeting somebody. Oh, right. I see. Now, this may be the second tweet that has kind of captured the zeitgeist. We're discussing 50 Shades and the hotel. God only knows. Maybe the hotel, the Heathman Hotel, may actually be. I haven't read the 50 Shades book, but the thing I like about Subcon people, which is terrible, is actually that they do live in the moment of what's happening culturally. Here now we have Carmen Hill saying, at first the novel 50 Shades of Grey wasn't exactly aligned with essence of who we are, says Heathman PDX, and she calls that an understatement. Well, whatever Heathman PDX had to say about 50 Shades of Grey, that guy certainly got people interested. Okay, let me just, I can't take a break in this audio book because I'd be afraid I might get back to where I am. So, Terry Starbucker is telling people to tag your Subcon photos with the hashtag Subcon and see them all here. All right. Well, I suppose that means if I slip in a photograph from over here in Ireland, which is a photograph, let's say, of something seen by a fan of Subcon, that would get in the stream. Okay, here's a good one. Who's your favorite cartoon character and why? Well, what an interesting thought. I like that one, actually, because you could have great fun in an event about cartoon characters, especially if you then went on to co-create a cartoon character. Hey, well, how about a cartoon character of Subcon? It's full of so many great designers, Subcon. There are loads of people there. Who is, maybe there is one already and I'm not aware of it. The Subcon cartoon character. Actually, the Subcon cartoon, like Doomsday, we have the Subcon cartoon. It could sweep the board with business cartooning. Now here's somebody, Fleur underscore de underscore Lotus. Fleur de Lotus says,